We are back with a brand new edition of the Global Beat Mexico. Raul Campos here, su servidor, joined by our dear friend Beto Arcos on the heels of a trip to Mexico. Welcome back, Beto.
Great to be back, Raul. Very excited to be back and with some fantastic music and great stories.
Well, you being the world traveler, I love that you go so frequently down to Mexico and all the other Latin countries, because that really puts you into the mix of everything going on that we know and love of music. So what were you doing down there?
I was there to celebrate the wonderful music producer of traditional music, Eduardo Llerenas, who passed away late last year, and his wife, the wonderful Mary Farquharson, co-founded, both of them, the record label of traditional music, Discos Corazón. And it was a really, really meaningful event. The event took place at the Palacio de Bellas Artes, no less.
Beautiful.
High-end, beautiful. You know, palace in Mexico, downtown Mexico City. There were some luminaries there, including from the U.S., the great Dan Sheehy, who's a he's now emeritus, but he was the director of the Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. And also from the UK was Nick Gold, the co-founder of the label that launched the Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah, massive.
World circuit. And of course, Rubén González, Omar Aportuondo, Ibrahim Ferrer, and all the other greats. So they were both there, just to name a few.
I love that, Beto. Just hobnobbing with the celebs.
It was wonderful. Lots of live music. I got a chance not only at the celebration. There was a couple of performances of Son Huasteco and Son Jarocho, but I also got a chance to, go to a couple of venues and clubs and see some live music too, because that's what I always love, to see music live performed in person. It's nice to nice to listen to it, but on your headphones, but nothing compares to experiencing live. I'm sure you know, because you were also at Coachella.
Oh yeah, no. And Moni and I were just talking about Coachella, and there's nothing else like experiencing live music and the feel and being out on the polo field, the weather, the wind, the breeze, and seeing it as much as hearing it. So that's a beautiful thing. And a couple of the artists that you got to see are actually going to be featured on this episode of The Global Beat.
Absolutely. Two of them, the great band La Gran Locumbia. I got a chance to see them at a club in Roma, in one of the neighborhoods in Mexico City.
Sure.
And I sat down to interview one of the most amazing singers in the world, who happens to be Mexican, and her name is Eugenia León, legendary artist that I've, imagine this, I've been listening to her for a few decades.
All right, cool. So we got a legend and we got something for the dance club a little bit later on. But how are we going to start this off? Because we started your first episode back in the day with a song called Sapo. And what are we going to have today?
The theme is perfect, because almost every day that I was there, I had seafood.
Okay.
And it's called La Danza del Camarón, the Dance of the Shrimp. And it's by this band that I recently sort of discovered thanks to a musician friend who told me about them. The band is called Champetos del Juju. Interesting name, because juju refers to a style of music from West Africa, from around Nigeria and Ghana, juju music. They mix a little bit of that as well, but they also mix some Colombian music and, of course, lots of Caribbean tropical sounds, salsa, cumbia, and other stuff. The band is made up of an immigrant from New Zealand, a musician, singer, performer, drummer from Togo in West Africa, and the rest of the band are all from Mexico, from different parts of the country. And this is called Danza del Camarón. It's a dancey tune to get you kind of started.
All right. Connecting the global music dots, Champetos del Juju, right here on the Global Beat Mexico.
Thank you.
Fun song, La Danza del Camarón, The Dance of the Shrimp. A fun one, Beto.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing like a really good kind of dancey-oriented tune to start. And of course, the theme is great because, like I said, I had some fantastic seafood while I was there.
Jealous.
Almost every day I had, you know, pescado zarandeado, a little ceviche here, some, you know, anyway, some good stuff.
All right, stop it, Beto. You're making me hungry, and it's not even lunchtime yet. Come on, come on. All right, so you mentioned that you got to sit down with a legend, and we don't like to throw that word around so easily and just off the cuff like that, but Eugenia León, with 32 albums in her catalog, and you got to sit with her, and we're going to hear some new music.
Eugenia is second to none. She, you know, I've listened to her since I was in high school in Mexico, and I grew up, you know, in Jalapa, Veracruz. I've been a fan for a long time. She performed here in Los Angeles for the first time at the Getty some, you know, 20 years ago, a legendary concert that I helped to curate back then. Mm-hmm. And every album she does is different from the other. She has kind of gone into every music style imaginable that has to do with not just Mexico, but Latin America. She's recorded songs by Argentine artists, by Peruvian artists, by Cuban artists, an album of tangos, an album of boleros, tons of rancheras, tons of ballads. She's gone into pop, into dance-oriented music, the whole range. I mean, this is an artist that's covered everything. Always singing in Spanish, that's for sure. Whereas others, you know, maybe they could delve into maybe Portuguese or you know, English. She's always been true to her own language and her own tradition. This is an album that's coming out at the end of the month. It's called Esperanza, which means hope. And it has something to do with what's happening in Mexico. She told me in that interview that it's an album that it really is inspired by the sense of change that's been happening in Mexico for the last, 5 years since the new sure. president, López Obrador, took office. And she also wanted to go into some traditional music with this album. In fact, the tune we're going to hear You may recognize it, Raúl, because you're a fan. You like the music of El David Aguilar. It's a tune by El David Aguilar that he recorded back in a previous album titled Reciente. And that album, I think it's maybe the first or second tune in the album. It's called Agradecer, to be thankful, to be appreciative, is what it means. In this case, Eugenia's arranger decided to turn it into a kind of a son jalisciense, a son calentano from the western part of Mexico. So it's got this very traditional flavor to it, though you'll hear an electric guitar in there as well, because the arranger is an electric guitarist. Beautiful song, Agradecer, to be thankful, to be appreciative of life.
Right now, as we do continue with the Global Beat Mexico, with Beto Arcos selecting the beautiful music.
Basta que me quieras para fácil sonreír. Suena secundario lo demás. Vi pasar el canto de no puedo estar sin ti. Y hoy amanecí compositor. Fuimos a buscarlos, pero estábamos ahí casi desde pleno amanecer. Tu amor me recuerda siempre que la fortuna ya estaba aquí. Vengo de tu imagen con aureolas en los pies, con el cielo eléctrico detrás. Tengo la armonía coreográfica de un pez y el futuro siento predecir. Es como si el tiempo se quisiera detener, porque estamos juntos tú y yo. Tu amor me recuerda siempre que la fortuna. Hasta que te pienso y redescubro que eres tú, con lo que la sal me consintió. Tu amor me recuerda siempre que la fortuna ya estaba aquí. No puedo más que agradecer. Yo no sé a quién voy a cantar. Siempre que la fortuna ya estaba aquí, no puedo más que agradecer. Yo no sé a quién voy a cantar lo que sé agradecer. Agradecer. Agradecer.
A true chameleon in the musical sense of the word, where she's done so many styles of music. The legend, Eugenia León, with that one, Agradecer. To be hopeful on the Global Beat Mexico, selected by Beto Arcos. Just gorgeous, Beto.
Beautiful. She's really, really great singer. She has a really wonderful stage presence. I've seen her, as you can imagine, a few times in concert. Although this time was more about a conversation, an interview that, by the way, will be forthcoming on NPR. It's going to be a profile of Eugenia León, focused on the new album, but also about what's happening in Mexico.
Excellent. Her 32nd album.
Yes, that's right.
That is an amazing catalog of music. All right, Beto. So you mentioned you went to a nightclub in Roma. Now, this is the hot spot in the city, or one of, I should say. But if you mention anything, obviously we know the movie, but knowing how much of a hot spot Mexico City is, specifically in the Colonia of Roma, and all the nightclubs that are in there. Beto, you were dancing it up, sweating, and what were you listening to?
Yeah, I have to say, Raul, after the homage to my friend, Eduardo Llerenas, that took place at Bellas Artes, I went to a little club for Son Huasteco just to see what was going on in the historic downtown. But then a friend that I've known for many years says, hey, man, you know, there's this band playing at this club. I hope you can make it. You know, we're going to be there till 1 a.m. I said, I will be there. Trust me. And so, Of course, yeah, I stopped by there around 11:30 or so. The band was kicking. And so when I walked in, they were playing this tune, Siente Huepaje, which I don't know if you know the way they speak in Colombia. It's very particular. This is an expression that's very Colombian. Huepaje, huepaje. Huepaje. So huepaje is a sort of way of saying feel good, feel in trance, feel enjoying life, feel cool.
The band Bomba Estéreo comes to mind, and they actually have songs with that in the title. So we get it. We get it.
So this is a cool band. They're called La Gran Locumbia. And I love the fact that these are immigrants from Colombia, from Venezuela, and of course, there are some Mexicans too that make up this band. It's really a wonderful confluence of different characters, personalities that make this very infectious dance music. Let me tell you, people were dancing really intensely in that club. It was wonderful.
Well, that's good to see, you know, because I come from the dance world and being in those sweaty nightclubs, dark and just everybody just letting loose and having a good time. And to see that energy is still as vibrant today as it was then. Great to hear. Great to see. So what is the name of the song that we're going to get into? Because I know we're getting a little cumbia flavor.
Siente Huepaje by La Gran Locumbia.
As we close out this edition of the Global Beat Mexico. I can already see Noveen and Anthony with their dancing shoes on in the studios right now during Morning Becomes Eclectic. A great one, Beto.
I was so happy to have been there to see this band live because, you know, you hear the music, you know, you listen to the tune and you go, I wonder how that translates on the floor, right?
Right.
Oh, my God. It was intense. These guys were like, nobody was like just standing there. Everybody was like, it was a big party.
If you had to put a number in the room, like what was the capacity? Like how many people were in there?
It was not a big room, less than 100 people. Probably.
Oh, wow. Intimate.
70,
fun.
80 people.
Energy.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Really wonderful.
Well, Beto, as always, thank you so much for the education, for your travels, and bringing back all this goodness for the Global Beat Mexico.
Very happy to be there. And by the way, I'm going there again. So pretty soon. So.
What a surprise. What a surprise, Beto. What a surprise.
All right.
Well, you got to throw me into your suitcase or something, man.
Let's plan on that one. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
And of course, all the information at kcrw.com/globalbeat. Our producer, his name is Adam Burke, Mexican, honorary, of course, right? And if you want all the info, check it out there. See the full Spotify list. Do a deep dive into past episodes, not just of the Global Beat Mexico, but Global Beat Australia and then some. My name, Raul Campos, and we will catch you on an upcoming edition. Hasta luego.